We're continuing Hilchos Tzedakah now. We got to the middle of Siman Resh Mem Tes. We got to Sif Dalet. So the Mechaber writes, "Imshal lo ha'ani, vein lo ma'yitain lo." Say a person asks for some money, and ani comes over to you, and you happen to not have any money with you. Lo yigar bo, a person shouldn't reprimand him. V'yagbir kol alav, and to raise his voice. And you should rather appease him, make him happy, say something nice to him, say something warm to him. The year liba atov shir tonal litain lo, you say, I really want to give, I would like to help out. Elashain yadamasakis, you shouldn't have any money on you or have no money in the bank account, but of course you shouldn't send them away in a nasty way. And the Ramah adds this, v'asr lahachzir ahani ashal reikam. He says, you can't leave a ani empty-handed. You have to give him something. Afilu ein nosin l'rak grogeres achas. Even if it's just one grogeres, one penny. Shenemar el yoshev dech dach nichlam. Don't send him away embarrassed. Give him something. It's usher to give him to walk away with nothing. So if a person has no money on him, so that's another story. But if you have coins on you, so then one has to give him something. Now, this gets into an interesting question. Nowadays, I remember, I'm not saying that I'm old, but 5 years ago, they were happy with a quarter. Nowadays, you give them a quarter, they'll throw right back at you, certainly if you throw a penny at them. Then the question becomes, is it better to give them nothing if you have only coins on you, or give them a coin and let them throw it at you and get upset? I don't know what the answer to that is. My guess would be that if it might be lifnei iver to give him a penny if he's going to throw it back at you. So my libi omer that one should not give coins to him to get him all upset, and just rather say you have no bills on you, or don't lie, you don't have what to give him. That's my... What?
And they say, I take credit cards.
Right. But when they take credit cards, those are not the anim, those are for an organization. And if an anim is coming with a credit card machine for himself, then I would not give that person. Okay.
I once heard you can say, I don't have money for you.
For you. Okay.
Somebody said
right, yeah, okay, you could...
I have money for others, I have money for you.
That could be insulting also, though.
You have to elaborate.
Right.
In davening.
So I got to give a little shrug, Okay. So the Mechaber then continues to write in Sif Hei, Im yochel lasos lachem shiitno scharo gadol mischar nosin. Now we're going to get involved in a number of different... the rest of the simon and other simon to come are discussing like what's the best area to put tzedakah, where to put your focus, where to invest your money in. So there's going to be some level of contradictions, what's the best. And the reason for this is Shulchan Aruch is quoting different sources, and each the Rajba, the Ram might have different hierarchies. So don't try to figure out which is the best in the contradictions within Shulchan Aruch. But just to start off, he says the best thing to do is, again, im yochel lasos lachem shiitnu scharo gadol mischar hanosim. So if you could do it in such a way where you're able to make others that will give schar to him, that's greater than everything else. So again, you're let's say you're donating something for a Chinese auction. So you're donating tickets to Eretz Yisrael. So now I'm causing everyone else to give money to this organization, and I spent $2,000 on the tickets, but that's getting $50,000 people trying to get those tickets. So that causing others to give more money. Or even raising money, you're going to fundraise, from the pulpit. You're saying, collect money for this kolo, for that kolo. That is greater than giving from your own pocket, helping getting others more involved. So if you look at Shulchan Aruch further now, Sivav, a lot of this is just straightforward. There are a couple of notes that Kalem will get to in a little bit. Sivav, the Mechaber writes that Shemone Malos Yesh Bitzdaka, Zulam Alamizu. There are really eight levels now of giving tzedakah. So now this is the way, and the way to give tzedakah, he says the Hagdolash, the best of all them, She'en Lamala Mimeno, there's nothing greater than this. The best form of tzedakah is as follows. Hamachzik b'yad Yisrael hamach, v'nosin l'matana, o halva, o'osa shutvas, o mamtzil l'mlacha, k'te l'chazik yado, sh'lo yitztarech l'brios, v'lo yishal, v'lo zeh ne'mar, v'al zeh ne'mar, v'achzakta ba. So what's going on? It's not where a person is yet poor. The guy is he's losing money. He lost a job. His business tanked. So the best form is to raise him up, to give him a gift, lend him money, to make a partnership with him in such a way before he ever gets the point of having to rely on anim. That's the best type. But guy's not an ani yet, but he just lost a job. Help him out in such a way. And that's what the Shach says. If you look at the top in Sifkat and Vav, he says, no sin lo matani, give him a gift. Since he hasn't become entirely impoverished, Eino misbayish shekain derecha ovim laseis matana zelazeh. He's not poor. See, if a guy is poor, he mamish has nothing, you give him a gift, he feels embarrassed. You go to a friend who's not poor, or just a friend. It's a normal thing to give gifts to friends. So if he doesn't feel that way that he's poor yet, so he feels like he's still in the same social status, financial status as you, but you giving a gift, knowing things are bad, but he doesn't really think people know about him yet. He's not yet known to be an ani. So that's the best way of treating like a regular person, giving a gift to keep him up without falling down to becoming an ani. That's the best form. Siv Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, Pachas Mizeh, less than this, is a no sein tzedakah la'ani, v'lo yada l'mi yitain, v'lo yada ha'ani mimi mekabel. So the best form, this is based in the sugyas. Anyone know where these sugyas are discussed in the Gemara? Anyone knows where the sugyas, which Gemaras? Bava Basra. The first paragraph of Bava Basra talks about most of these halachas. So it says there the best way to do this is to give tzedakah to an ani in a way where he doesn't know, rather you don't know who you're giving to, and the ani doesn't know where it's coming from. So what's the best way to accomplish this? Hanosein lekupla shesdakah. You put it in a tzedakah box. I don't know who's getting it. They don't know where it's coming from. It's coming from Eish Kodesh, or they don't even know if it's coming, which shul it's coming from. That's the best form. This way, you don't know who the ani is. There are many people who are aniim in this community, and people have no idea who they are, and that's the way it should be. This way, there's complete sneers, and no one gets embarrassed. So you don't know who's giving and who's getting. And v'lo yiten adam l'kupa shel tzedakah elam kein yodeh shem emuna aleha neman v'yodeh l'inog bo kishur. Also very important to just drop off in a tzedakah box. You have to know who's overseeing this, who's in charge. So that's why it's always funny. You go to the pizza store and you have extra change. You put it in a different tzedakah box. You have no idea who's in charge of that, who's coming to collect that, where it's going. So nothing wrong with it. You may be getting the mitzvah tzedakah. You may not be getting the mitzvah tzedakah. You have nothing wrong with it per se. Don't rely on that for your tzedakah for the year though. Unless you know who's collecting it and who has the chains around it. But if you're giving to a shul and there's a shul that you trust, so then that's the best way.
Wouldn't a person normally give more if they know who they're giving to than just giving stam, you know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying?
If you know who's getting it?
If you know who's going to, let's say, a local organization, so then you might give more as opposed to it's going to some place that it's out of town. But if you're just giving to
Pushka.
No, I'm saying no one puts like $1,000 to Pushka, obviously. That's just to fulfill.
Right, so I'm saying, so who does it the other way? Who does $1,000, like I'm giving $1,000 to tzedakah, and they don't know where it's going?
No, you give it to an organization. You're in the help. Some organization collects money.
So then you know
who's going. No, you have no idea who's ani. Tom Chai Shabbos, you have no idea who's getting it. It's a million. You know someone who needs Shabbos, who's getting it, but I don't know who's getting it. They don't know who's giving it.
Right.
That's the way it is. But again, the Kupa Chil Tzedakah is an example, but no one gives $1,000 to that, obviously, because, you know, it'll get stolen, and you have no idea. But, yeah, you could still accomplish that through regular organizations. Okay. Now the Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Ches, Pachas Mizeh. Now, a level below this in giving tzedakah is Shiodeya Hanosein Leminosein, where the giver knows V'lo yada ha'ani mimi lokech, but the ani doesn't know who he's taking from. So what's this? So he says, Kegon gdolei ha'chachamim shayu holchin b'seisir mashlichan ha'maos b'pischei ha'anim, where the gdolim would go around and they'd go quietly in the middle of the night and throw money into the house, into the windows of the aniyim. Because they're roi lasos, this is the best way to do this. Umala tovehi im ein mamonim al tzedakah v'nogin kishur. This is a very good level. If there's no one who's in charge of the tzedakah or no one you could really trust, this is the proper way to do this. And this happened even with Manazeh. I know someone who lost their father when he was very young, and he had no idea, he was too young to know what was going on exactly. And one day he saw that there was an envelope slipped underneath his door. He was there. He heard like a little under. It wasn't like time for mail coming in. It was at night. And he took the envelope. He opened up and he saw it was a wad of cash for his mother. And so he ran up to his mother and said, "What is this? What is this?" And she broke down crying and was telling what happened, that you know I can't support the family. You know, we lost your father and your uncle's come ahead. I think whoever's slipped the money under the door every so often to help out. So that's something that's done. In a very tenuous way, where the giver knows who's getting it, but the recipient doesn't know who's giving it to them. Okay. The Mechaber now says, Siftes, the next level, Pachas Mizeh, Ishyodeh ha'ani mimi notel. This is a harder really to think of an example nowadays like this, where the ani knows that they're, who they're taking from. Lo yada hanosein lemi nosein. But the giver doesn't know who's giving to. Now it's unlikely that you're going to find someone to give without knowing who they're giving to. But if the that's an example. So what would where would you find such a case where the giver knows doesn't know, but the recipient does know who's giving it? So it quotes a Gemara in I think it's Gemara in Tainus that says Kagon Chachamim Shayut Tzorin Hamaos Besadineim. Chachamim would wrap a pouch of some sort with some coins. Umashlich and Osam Lachrim, like you know the flowers, the non-Jewish weddings, they throw it behind them. Whoever catches it. So they would throw the pouch of coins behind them. There was, I guess, a group of anim who would gather together, and he'd chuck the coins behind him, and v'nolin ubam anim, the anim would come, and v'nolin kidei shlo yehav lambusha. This way there's no embarrassment. You leave it over, and then the guy takes, and you don't know who's receiving it. Now, how he knew an ani was getting it, so, I don't know, there's some section of the town or city where all the anim would hang out. So he'd just go by and throw it like that and walk away. So the recipient knows who's giving it, but the giver doesn't know who's getting it. Okay, now the next level below that says the Shulchan Aruch is Siv Yud is Parchas Mizeh Shitein La'ani Biyado Kodum Yishal. You know a guy comes into shul, you know why he's here, obviously. So before he says Tztaka Bracha Latzlacha, you give him the money before he asks for the money. That's a nice thing. It's embarrassing. Now, obviously, to a certain point, they are desensitized from asking so many people in so many shuls that it's not so much a big deal for them. And unfortunately, they're used to asking for money. But still, even though they may be used to it and may not have that level of busha, you can imagine the first time, you know, first time a guy has to ask for tzedakah. First time. Now, I feel bad. Not to say anything bad, but, you know, this one guy comes with his kids. The poor kids have to come. The, 13-year-old, 14, 50-year-old kids come with his father asking for money. Now, I don't know what the whole story is, but it's a sad thing that to have to come with the father to ask for money, for them to ask. So, imagine that busha. What?
The guy that comes in Friday?
Yeah. Not for him. They collect for someone else? Okay. So then I feel as bad then.
He brings his sons with him just to shoot the shopping.
Oh, for chinuch. Okay, very good. So it's...
Rebbe is the one who actually told us about the guy that comes.
Interesting. Okay, I was always wondering what the story was. Okay, now it's more of a chinuch, so I don't feel as bad for him. I feel bad whoever needs the money. But again, you can imagine the first time the feeling they have of having to ask for money from someone else. Over time, I'm sure it's easier for them, but still, it's better to preempt that with giving them before they actually ask. Sif Yud, the Mechaber writes, Pachos mizeh shiten lo kiroi achar shiyashal. The best is to give what he's capable of receiving, what you're capable of giving after he asks. And Pachos mizeh, even less than this, is shiten lo pachos meharoi, b'sei panim yafos, giving him less than what he should be getting and less than what you should be giving. But yeah, at least you give it with a sefer panim yafos. You give him something. And then the pachos, the least of all them, is pachos mizeh, shitein lo. V'atzev, you do give it to him begrudgingly, no smile on the face. You're very sad about having to give that dollar, whatever you're giving to him. That's the lowest of them all. Okay, now an interesting halacha here comes up in the Ramah. Very halacha l'maisa. Ramah writes, V'al kol panim lo yispire ha'adam bitztaka. A person should certainly not become haughty and proud when he gives tzedakah shenosein. Vim is power. If a person does become proud because of this, lo dai, it's not enough she'eno mikabel schar. Not only does he not receive any reward for this, elo afilu manishino so aleh. He even gets punished for feeling this way. Now, this is not only when it comes to tzedakah. It's true of any mitzvah. When a person feels proud, you should feel confident, but there's one thing of being proud of yourself for accomplishing something. There's one thing of being aspire to become haughty. So then the Ramah writes, and this is the important halacha here, Umikomako Misha Maktish Davar Litztaka, a person who designates something for tzedakah, Mutalo Shiyichtav Shmo Alava Shelo Lizikaron V'roi Lasoskein. So this is the Ramah. I don't know how the Sfarim paskin on this. I don't know if the Sfarim, I know Sfarim certainly do have names on things, but this is a halacha brought down by the Ramah according from the Tshuvas HaRashba, that he says it's a person should can write their name, it's Mutter, and it's Roy, it's actually appropriate to have the name written and not to give anonymously. Everyone has different opinions about doing an appeal in shul, an open appeal. So one of the advantages of an appeal, it encourages people and sometimes pressures people to give more tzedakah. Others don't like it because it's uncomfortable for those who can. And sometimes people are forced into giving more than they really have to. And some people are showing off and they're mispire from this. But the Rama paskins that one should, can and should write their name and include their name when it comes to donating money and tzedakah, certainly objects, Arun Kodesh, a Shulchan. Does Farm have anything against this?
Thank you. They love to put their names in it.
They love it. Okay. They're very mockfit on this. Okay. So if you look at the Taz now, the Taz writes in Sif Katan Dalad here, Roy Lassos Kane. Says it's very appropriate to do this, to write the name. V'nira Tam, the reason is, Dinaf Kamina Mizeh, She'az lo yuchla tzibor lishano so davar limide achrina. So this is an interesting svara that Taz says on his own. Because once you write your name on the Aron, you can't change it anymore. It's stuck there forever. You've etched your name in it. Remember, my wife and I got a gift for our wedding, a challah board. And someone spent a lot of money and for some challah board. And it was someone, a local person who was selling it. And it wasn't like worth what my in-law's friend spent for it. She was like very upset that this is what we got. And she said, well, we can't return it because she had etched in our names in the challah board. It said like, you know, like you like etch like, you know, Y loves R like in a tree. That's what it was like. It was like my like some amateur person sketch. So they did it on purpose, so we couldn't return it anymore. So once you write it in, you can't return it anymore. So if you etch in the names and the Aron Kodesh, so then this way you can't change it. That's the understanding of the Taz. It stays yours forever. Your name's always there forever. So if you look at the Nekudas Kesef, anyone knows who wrote the Nekudas Kesef? The Shach. The Shach wrote the Nekudas Kesef. This is the Shach. Wrote his parish on the side of the page, of course. Now, I don't know why this is considered separate. The Shach came around the same time as the Taz. Shach, I mentioned this before, was younger than the Taz. The Taz actually took issue with the Shach writing a parish at such a young age. The Taz was much older. And the Gra writes, or said, the reason why Paskin liked the Shach almost always over the Taz is because since the Taz took issue with this. Because the Taz was very bothered by this. The Gemara says in Ervin that we pass like Hillel over Shammai because Hillel was a Anav. He always mentioned Shammai. He always quoted Shammai's opinion, mentioned Shammai's opinion before he mentioned his own opinion. But since he always was very humble, we pass in like Shitas Hillel. So too, Gros says that's what happened here as well. Since Taz took issue with the Shach, writing his parish at a young age, so then we pass in like the Shach. That was the Siyata Dishmai, passing like the Shach over the Taz. So at some point afterwards, the Shach wrote a parish in the Kudas Kesef, responding to the Taz. You find it in not every simon, but it comes up pretty often. You look through, you see the Kudas Kesef comes on the side of the page here. And the Kudas Kesef writes, the Shach writes, V'nir Atam, he quotes the Taz's reasoning, why do you have an idea to write the name on the item that's being designated, dedicated to the shul? He says, L'chinim bad the Tam libo. For no reason did the Shach Taz write his own reason. Why did he do this? L'chinim, he did this. V'ishtamitase Tshuvas HaRashba. He forgot the Tshuvas HaRashba, which is the makor, the dinzeh. The source of this halacha l'rma is found in the Tshuvas HaRashba. V'isham mefurash tam acher. There's a completely different reason if you look in the Rashba. V'yesh nafka minu ladina. I'll explain to it in just a second. Ben atamim. Between the reason of the Shach Taz versus the Rashba, there's a very important halacha l'maisa, nafka mina. V'nir shelo yad klal makor dinzeh. Shumei HaRashba. It seemed that the Taz was unaware of the Rashba being the source of this Rama. Shebisvaro Turezav and the Zav, the Taz, Lo Nirsha Mar Makam al Dinze. It doesn't say in the Taz's Shulchan Aruch, it didn't say where the source was. If you look in our Ramah, it says in parentheses, Shuvas HaRashba. Many times that was added on later on. Not every edition had the sources of the Ramah. So it seems to the Nekudas Kesef that the Taz didn't have this this Mar Makam. The Gambi Shulchan Aruch, Shenitfesu Kvar Lo Nirsha Makam, Kasa Tamacha, therefore he brought his own reason, Milibo, what he ever thought the reason was. According to the Taz, when the Tzibur wants to mechayev themselves that they shouldn't change, they shouldn't write their name on it, meaning if the Tzibur wants the ability to change. You know, sometimes you'll have I think South Shore recently, they dedicated their building to a Silber, a new name, even though before I knew it was maybe Ostreich or someone else. Sometimes they have like a certain like a limit of how long you can have the dedication for. So according to the Taz, so what you have to do is, if you want to avoid that happening, you should not allow the name to be written to avoid that from ever happening. But according to the Taz, once you write your name on it, it's stuck there forever. That's all in the world of the Taz. But the Nekudas Kesef goes on to explain further, though, that V'halesa, that's incorrect. Because if you look at the Tshuva Rashba Simon Tafkuf Pei Aleph, Mefurash Atam Shizu Midas HaChachamim Midas HaVasikim, this is an old, long-standing minhag. Kedei Litein Schar Leosei Mitzvah U'Midas HaTorah Shi Koseves U'Mefarsemes Osei Mitzvah V'chulei. This is actually a schar. Part of doing mitzvahs is in order to make it public. It's a strange thing. We know we like to do mitzvahs, it's mitznias. But there's also an idea, you have to figure out what the idea, what the hashkaf is of it, but there's an idea to publicize those who are osei mitzvah. So one famous idea I'm sure I shared with you before, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rav Soloveitchik both ask, how come the three areas we stand up for Chasson Kala going down to the Chuppah, we stand up doing Vayi Varech David, and we stand up when the Bikurim, the farmers would bring the Bikurim, the first fruits of the Shivas Aminim, to Yerushalayim. Why for these three areas? So they both said, because they're all instances where a person is about to perform a mitzvah. The Chasson Kala is about to get married, the Vayi Varech David, the Minog, according to Arizal, is to give tzedakah at that point, and then Bikurim, they're doing a mitzvah to show kavod to Mefarsim, the people who are doing a mitzvah. There's such an in, and that's part of the schar of getting the acknowledgement of doing a mitzvah. There's a fascinating medrash that a lot of the darshanim talk about, that with Reuven and Yosef at Tzadik in the Bor, that Reuven said, had I known people would have known about this mitzvah of saving Yosef, I would have made a whole simple, a whole party out of this. You familiar with the medrash?
It's and by Aaron.
Aaron as well. Aaron too. Yeah. But this medrash is by Reuven. They all figure, what do you mean?
If you would have known that the Torah
would have been Mefarsi, he would have made a whole much bigger deal. It's a very, what do you mean, bigger deal that? Why not be Tanua? It's the same idea that when a person does a mitzvah, you're supposed to make a big deal of these things in order to encourage others to do the mitzvah as well. And that's the reason why the practice is, oh, you see that so-and-so put his name on the tzedakah, I'm also going to give tzedakah, I'm also going to support this cause, this shul, this tzedakah, these anim. Okay. So that's an important halacha. Nonetheless, still people give it honestly anyways. There's an interesting Pesachat Tshuva in the bottom. I'm not going to read this inside in Sifkat and Gimel. It's a strange question, but he brings down a tshuva that the Gabbai tzedakah who collected money for a particular organization or for a particular fund, he wanted to have the right to put his name on the tzedakah, on the Aron Kodesh, because he raised the $10,000 for it. So that's ludicrous. The ones who give the money are the ones who get to write their name on it. The guy who collects the money, he's got no part. He's got a very nice chelak in the mitzvah, but he doesn't have the right to write his name on the Aron Kodesh or the Shulchan that's being dedicated. So that's the Pesachat Tshuva, Sifkat and Gimel.
Is that what we said, the person who causes
the other people
to
correct? No, it does, but it doesn't mean he gets the rights for the name. The rights to the name is down here, only one's Osei Tzedakah. Okay.
Is there a heter for the fundraisers to get the 33%?
I don't know. I haven't seen it discussed here, but I imagine there are heter, as long as the people giving the Tzedakah are aware that there's some overhead. So, okay. I think we normally assume that there is overhead unless they say that all the money is going to the organization. Otherwise, I think you should assume some money is going to the ones collecting.
That's not
no, I'm saying, but part of it's gone.
Right. But
yeah. Right. You're giving the right. Guy the money.
Right.
What he chooses to do with it, it's his business. I mean, you're giving the money to the poor person.
Right.
What he chooses, if he wants to give 50% of it to the driver, it's his.
That's also a valid point.
Organization.
Right.
And they call you at home. They say like 40 to 60% don't go to the aniyim.
So, right, because in the case of organization, the ani is not getting the money. Then they're paying back the administrator.
Right.
Your money's going to them. In the case of the aniyim and the drivers, that's a good point.
Yeah.
You give a dollar to the ani, and his obligation is to pay 20 cents to the driver. Let's say every dollar.
Let's say if somebody is mopping on, let's say Meister. So if that percentage has to go to tzedakah, you wouldn't know for sure what's really going to someone's.
Right. So if you don't know, you don't know. Right.
There's no way. What you said before. There's no way really to be miser nowadays the real way.
It's very hard to be so exact and precise.
The money has to go to a poor person, not to a secretary, unless that counts as tzedakah also, because you're supporting under the institution.
Right. So it's a good question. Meaning, if the institution didn't have a secretary or administrator, it wouldn't function. So it's helping it function and.
Right, but it's not going to the.
Right. Yeah. Function, but the
right. When it comes to my six of them, as Seth said, it's very hard to be precise. You round off back in the times of the Chavetz Chaim and Radin, where he was very mocked, and he rightfully so, much easier to separate the ma'aser, to give the ma'aser. You knew where it was going. Now things are more sophisticated, so you do the best you can, but you can't, to be so precise, you're going to need to spend a whole month just going through all the...
I don't think you can do it.
You can't even get the answers.
Right. Yeah.
You'd have to go, because just the way you get people get paid nowadays with checks, and it's not deposited now.
It's very hard.
Later,
I agree. You do the best you can. Okay, let's no meaning looks like, but let's finish off the simon really quickly. Sif dalad, sif yudalad, tov litain pruta laani kodem kol trila shenamar ani betzedek achze panecha. Best to give a pruta before you daven. The shach says in the kupas shatzdaka works as well. Perhaps it's even better to drop some money off in the kupas shatzdaka. Every shul has a different minhag. Others pass around during chazar shashatz. People are very against that because it's disturbing chazar shashatz. The Bnei Saskha actually writes when it comes to that during Chazar Sashat, he says, no, it's actually shaking the coins, and the Sakhabat says some Indian and Shemaim. So the different Minhagim, Rizal says to give during Vayivarach David. So again, the Shulchan Aruch simply says to give before davening. That's what the Mechaber's Pesach is. We could try, sure. Sif Tezvav, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Gabai Tzedakah, Sheyesh biyadam mos tzedakah yasiu behem besulos anios she'ein tzedakah gdol mizu. So you see, here now is another thing. What's the best form of tzedakah? The giving a besula, a woman who needs to get married, who comes from a poor family. That's the biggest one. Even though earlier we said the biggest form of tzedakah is helping a person before he falls. So I said, don't spend too much time thinking about these different contradictions. We just see that they're big mitzvahs.
There's eight kinds of
it. Oh, yeah, okay, very good. Okay. So we'll see. Okay, so let's finish this simon now. Sif Tezayin, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Yesh mi she'omer she'mitzvos beis ha'knesses adifa mi'mitzvot tzedakah. Now we see, you think tzedakah is so good? Supporting a shul is even greater than supporting tzedakah. And mitzvot tzedakah l'narim l'motora o l'cholim aniyim adif mi'mitzvot beis knesses. And what's higher from that even is giving people, allowing children to go to yeshiva, or to help people who are ill and can't pay for the medical bills, that's even higher than base Knesset. So we now, again, it's very confusing which is the best, but they're all very important causes. Should you split the money? Best probably to spread the wealth to different organizations and different causes.
What's mitzvah's
base Knesset? I believe it's referring to building a shul and maintaining a shul. That's my guess. Maintenance of a shul. I know there's one shul in the neighborhood I still get emails from. It's the Island Avenue Shul. So they, every so often, they said, oh, thank you to so-and-so family for sponsoring electricity for the month. That's basic necessities. That's, people always want to sponsor something just to get their name on. They want the mezuzahs, they want the windows, they want the shul, they want the Aron Kodesh, they want the base medrash named after them. Those are all wonderful things. No one wants to pay for the maintenance. No one wants to pay for the electricity, the water.
The mikvah,
right? So those also, that's a big mitzvah. You see here in the list of things, it's higher than giving tzedakah, apparently supporting a base knesses.
I've seen more in Eretz Yisrael when they have a box. If you want to put on the air conditioning, you put the coins in.
Right.
And so
that's to save money, though.
Young Israel walks around with two different things.
Yeah. They have bedek, what do they have? The shul? Right. Okay. Let's finish up the last Ramah. Rav Weinberger quotes this almost every time when he does an appeal. Mashinogin lifsok tzedakah avur mesim b'shas haskaras neshamos. When it comes to yizkor, people have a custom of giving money, giving tzedakah. It's a minhag lasikinu. There's a very old minhag who mahani l'nishmosem has a tremendous zechus and aliyah for the neshamos. And if you look at the Taz, he explains, I don't know what he means there, but he quotes some idea as to how it's a zechus for the neshama to give, again, tzedakah during yizkor. Okay.